Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Excuse me, my good man.
Would you happen to know
what day it is?
It's Thursday.
You are correct, sir.
Did I win?
Yes, you won, all right.
What did I win, exactly?
You won.
Your job.
Your job.
Your job.
Now get back to work.
You know what? I need a raise.
Anyone? Coffee, anyone?
Down. Coffee is for closes only.
I don't get paid enough for this.
It's
showtime.
Well, it finally came, Carla. It's Thursday.
Well, I feel like it's my second go-round with Thursday, because I thought it was Thursday yesterday, and now it's officially Thursday, and it's just really lackluster now.
It wasn't everything you thought it was going to be.
No, it's not at all. I mean, it's next in line. I'm glad about that,
yeah.
But I'm hungry. I left my food at home. I think I'm out of tea. I'm a mess. I am a mess this
week. Well, we'll see if we can.
I didn't sleep at my house. That's the whole problem.
Well, there,
not a problem.
You know, what
a problem.
Now
I
you
know.
Don't.
I know. I know.
I don't have to say it.
I know.
Okay.
I'm a hollaback girl. Go ahead and say it. I don't care.
You bring it on yourself sometimes.
I do.
All right. 608, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our producer, Morty. A Thursday morning, and of course, wham!
Yeah.
Walking around money. We start handing it out this morning.
What's
details
up
coming up
with that?
Next hour at about 7:10, we'll have that for you. So make sure you're listening. Semi-clouds otherwise warm today, high in the mid to upper 80s. Sunshine tomorrow and right through the weekend. They say high tomorrow's in the upper 70s, low 80s on Saturday, and upper 70s on Sunday. It's
okay.
Just a temperature roller coaster.
Fine, it's whatever.
It's about 62 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a bit.
I do. Remember that teenage girl who inspired Weezer to do Toto?
Yes.
They gave her a little gift.
All right, more on that and other stories after Poison.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service support. Visit Insperity.com. The annual list of 100 most powerful people in entertainment now includes Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Ellen DeGeneres, The Rock, Will Smith, and Jennifer Lopez. Number one on that list is Disney CEO Bob Iger, who he's got to be worth billions at this point.
Right.
Considering that whole Disney Plus thing, what it's costing to make some of those shows. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. But who would have ever thought a wrestler, you know?
Yeah.
The Rock. Big time wrestler, Mike.
Yep.
Is like in the top 10. Guinness World Records says that Jennifer Aniston, she just got on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
She's the fastest to get 1 million followers on Instagram. She did it in just 5 hours and 16 minutes. By the way, when I got in this morning, she's up to over 11 million followers on Instagram. At that point, I think it's hard to respond to anybody. No, you just got to go through and heart.
And how do you read even any of those?
There have to be gems in there.
Well, her very first post, was the entire cast.
Yo, yeah.
So that automatically skyrocketed.
She cheated.
Somebody asked her if Ross and Rachel were still together, and she said, "We're on a break." So she really did.
Great response.
And that teenage girl who basically said, "Hey, I think Weezer, she loved Weezer, you guys should do Toto's Africa." Well, they wanted to thank her. They gave her a really cool gift. It's a gold record in the shape of Africa.
Really?
Yes. Yes. The song went gold and in the shape of Africa, and they gave it to her because they said she's the one. I mean, we weren't going to do that. And so because of her love of Weezer and the song because of it was Stranger Things, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Stranger Things? Yeah. They did it. So there you go. Nice
and
little gift.
That led them to do some other covers
that weren't really released, but they just kind of did them for fun. But
just
that one went gold. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
hey, by the way, if you're not doing anything tonight, our very own Wendy Rush, her band Days Gone By, which if you've never seen them, very good.
Yes.
And they're going to be at the House of Blues tonight headlining DSB. That's that Journey tribute band.
Yeah, and keep in mind, Journey is off tonight, so you're not going to see them tonight.
And didn't we hear a rumor that Neil Schon's, that's his kid's band?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Steve Smith said, I think that's Neil's kid's band.
Okay, well, it's happening tonight at the House of Blues. Pick up free tickets right here any day, this morning from starting at 8 o'clock when we open the doors, 8 to 5, you can pick up free tickets. KKLZ at 2920 South Durango. If you want to go see Wendy's band Days Gone By and DSB, the Journey tribute band over at the House of Blues. You know, kids do say the darndest things. Want to play you some audio. This is a little boy telling his mom what he hears coming out of the bedroom.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to go into too much detail, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
No, let me do that.
But listen to this.
Watching sometimes.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have a TV.
We can watch TV on my computer though.
No.
You don't hear that. What you hear?
What I really hear?
Yeah.
I have my ear close up to the door.
All right.
I hear.
Oh, jeez. Had to ask. Oh, man. Oh, well, you asked, Mom. What are you hearing?
What am I hearing?
Excuse me? What?
Whoa.
No, you're not. We don't know. No, if, oh, yeah, that's, yes, that's my phone watching TV.
That kid's acting career just took off.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
Gotta put some soundproofing in that room.
Yeah. At least after he's grounded, Marty. Jeez.
Gotta be careful.
Woo-wee.
And by the way, you don't have a TV in your room.
Yeah.
I know exactly what's going on in there.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So Jody and I are big fans of Family Feud. Uh-huh. We watch it and Steve Harvey. And it was kind of shocking. There was a contestant, a family on the show, and you know when they go up and down and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
This woman said, I was a substitute teacher and met my husband in college.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still married, but she married, one of her students.
One of her students.
Yeah.
But she was in college.
Yeah.
When she met the guy.
Yeah.
And so it just started us thinking off the air when I had said, well, I think at 13... What's seventh grade?
Yeah, like 12, 13.
12, 13. Yeah. I would have married Miss Markey. I've brought her up before.
Right.
She was in that circle of teachers, Markey, Miss Meeker. Miss Vishak, I think, was another one that was pretty hot. And Morty, who was it that you said you would have married?
Oh, Miss Infante.
Miss Infante?
Yeah, short, beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. There you go. Yeah. It's all kind of creepy, by the way, for you girls. Know. It's really creepy.
Well,
it's really creepy.
It wasn't until he went,
And she was a science teacher, so it was even more fun.
Fantasy, and then it's creepy.
But you always mentioned a teacher that you were hot for.
He was really good looking. Yeah, he was really good looking. I never would have married him.
No?
I just wanted to date him. Yeah, I wouldn't have married him. No way would I have married a teacher. Ew. I always knew in the back of my head that teachers were way older than me, and I didn't want that.
Oh.
That was why I was never... And he was hot. Mr. Owens was hot. Yeah, he was really, really... He looked like Tom Selleck from...
Carla, didn't you one time say that you thought... If you didn't pass a test or something.
No, me and my friend Heidi didn't take the test.
We cut school
so we could take it in his office.
Yeah. Oh.
And just stare at him. We're seniors in high school, by the way.
We're seniors in high school.
Yes, exactly. Yes, my friend Heidi.
Think back to that time, though. When you were like in junior high or something that you said, you looked at a teacher and went, man, he or she is pretty hot.
Because there's no one who didn't have a teacher crush,
right?
You know, especially when you're younger,
Who was your teacher crush?
Right.
Because everybody had one.
702-739-9636.
I don't know if you'd go as far as to marry him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
at seventh grade, you know, I had my Stingray bicycle.
Right.
And who's not attracted to that?
Yes. Yeah, who was your Mary Kay Letourneau? Who was that? Let us know.
Kimberly, people are texting in about this hot teacher thing.
Yeah, there was a woman on Family Feud last night, a teacher, who said she ended up marrying one of her students. This was in college. She was 25 and he was 20.
Substitute teacher.
Yes, exactly. And Lauren wrote in and said, Mr. Wright, science teacher, looks like a young Chris Walker. Why am I not picturing Chris? I'm not picturing that person. Antoine said, I was a sixth grader at Madison Sixth Grade Center on the west side of town, in love with Ms. Young.
Ooh.
She was a kindergarten teacher, and she was the sexiest woman I had ever seen. I would have done anything to get next to her.
Wow. As little boys, we have all those fantasies.
Yes.
Our good friend, listen to that. Russ is on the phone.
Didn't you date one of your teachers?
Yeah, I was an adult at the time. After one of our reunions, I was in my 30s, I guess.
Oh.
And, I actually took her out to the Mirage, to the lounge at the Mirage, and we had a few drinks, and yeah. She's
hottie,
you know.
So how much older than you was she?
Well, when I was in seventh grade, she was 21 or 22.
So, like, 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
Okay, so 30 and 40-ish in there.
So all I had to do was wait?
Yeah, exactly. See, now that whole thing sounds better than when in school. That sounds even better, man.
Yeah, I want to make it quite clear. I was actually an adult when I went out with her for her own, you know, legal standing.
Yeah, and did you at 31, 32? Still call her Mrs. Chu.
Mrs. Chu, can I get you another vodka rocks?
Yeah.
I did out of habit, and she quickly changed that. No, you are going to call me Liz.
Okay.
Russ, have a good day.
Thanks, Russ.
I can't even imagine after the reunion. Hey, you want to hit the Mirage?
Yeah.
Little lounge over there.
How do we say it, Russ? Would you like to?
Yeah.
Okay. Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there has been a discussion going on Reddit. This might help some of you guys out a little bit about things that men do that they think are okay. And really, they may just be okay, but they're kind of creepy. And some of the top answers, they kept coming up asking a woman, where's my hug? And saying, you're perfect. Within a few minutes of meeting them, you're perfect.
Oh.
Wait, okay. Moving a woman's clothing to look at their tattoo. A lot of guys will, like, move your shirt. It's like, let me see that. Well, hi. Okay, it's on my back. Hold on.
Don't do that.
No. And asking a woman that you just met, even, like, on that first date, so do you live alone? That's kind of weird. That comes off as kind of, wow. So just kind of be careful. Sometimes that's an icebreaker. You're just, you know, maybe there's a way to ask that, though.
Yeah.
You know,
you live with anybody?
You have a roommate or, you know, something like that.
Something.
Morty, for you, Kellogg's, this is just today.
Mm-hmm.
Selling a special box of 6 of its cereals all mixed together. And you will have to jump on it because it's just today. It's KelloggsStore.com. And it's called All Together. And what it is Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, and Corn Flakes. And it's for pride. It's like all these colors in one. And it's only on sale today. Last year, they only sold it at they have a restaurant. And it was so popular that they are now selling it. The boxes alone are so cool.
Well, if you can't get on it today, wouldn't you be able to go to the store and just buy all these cereals?
No, these are just a special online. Yeah, and it's like $20 a box.
It's $20.
Yeah.
Buy.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of them. So I know. I know. So there you go.
Even Morty has to draw the line somewhere.
Whoa. Yeah. I'll pay $20 for 3 rolls of toilet paper, but not for this. And this weekend, one of the biggest for Halloween haunted houses. They say be careful. Doctors are saying be very, very careful. They can be hazardous to your health. You go through a haunted house. There are hormones that rush through your system.
Oh.
That fight or flight syndrome
you're
talking about. They can increase your heart rate, sometimes so much that it's very dangerous. Your blood pressure, your respiratory rate goes up. So if this is something you've never done before, just be careful. That's all. Just be careful.
Okay.
You know, haunted houses. It is... It really is Thursday. A few things you should know.
Carly, you were talking about haunted houses.
Oh, yes.
And how they cannot be healthy for you at times.
No, they
can't. I know maybe a lot of people don't know this. I do. You're not a big fan of haunted houses.
I hate them. I just hate them. They scare me a lot. I don't like being surprised. I don't like the boo thing.
Right.
I hate it. I just hate it.
Anybody else? When Halloween comes around and everybody's saying, hey, we have to go to this haunted house or that haunted house. It's great. It's the best. It's the scariest. You're that one person like Carla that would say, you know what? I'm just going to pass.
Yes, I am going to pass.
And I'll meet you at Chili's or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'll go. I'll be able to meet up afterwards. Fine. We can go zip line. I'm not going to a haunted house. God bless Joe Sacco, who was our former digital director here.
Yep.
Who passed away a couple years ago. He was always trying to get me go because, you know, he worked at the Freakling Brothers.
Right, and he loved them.
Oh, he loved it. He'd dress up. He'd do the makeup, the whole bit. And he tried to get me to go, and he said, well, come on. I'll go with you. I'll hold your hand.
I'll walk with you.
I don't want to pee my pants in front of you. No.
Anybody else?
No.
Maybe we could find, like, a little kid haunted house. To have you go through and maybe ramp up to the big ones.
You know what? I would do that. I would do that. Don't put me in a corn maze because I'm not getting stuck in there.
Okay.
But I'll go to a kid's haunted house. Yeah.
That's what we have to find.
I would do that if there are kids. There have to be, like, kids' haunted houses out there. That's fine.
Think.
I would do that. But I can't.
702-739-9636. Do you and Carla have something in common when it comes to haunted houses? You're the one out of that group.
Yeah, I'm not going.
That
I'll
just
happy
doesn't
hour.
Buy into the whole thing.
No.
Okay.
No.
Text or call.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We're talking about the fear that some people have, Carla Ray, of going to a haunted house. You're not into it. You don't like them. You don't see the fun, the humor.
Not at all.
And even if you were with some of your best friends, like a girls' night out. And there are other people like you.
Oh, there are absolutely people like me all over the place. Candace says, I agree with you, Carla. How is being chased with a chainsaw considered fun? Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Lindy said, I'm exactly like you, my Italian sister from another mister. I'd never go to a haunted house. Scares the pee-poo and life out of me.
Right.
Christy says, excuse me, I'm sorry. Bouncing around on me here. Carrie says, I'm that person too, Carla. Hate them. Don't like to be scared. And the whole scary side of Halloween, I don't like. And one of my neighbors decorates their front yard with really scary clown stuff, which I don't like either. So
all right. Kim's on the phone. Now, Kim had her husband, if I get the story straight, her husband took her back to the Midwest to one of those old state penitentiary buildings where they put a haunted house in.
Yeah. Oh, how fun. This will be cute.
And Kim, what happened?
Well, we're standing in line because outside, you know, they do all the scary things while you're waiting in line because the lines are huge. So we're chit-chatting when we end up talking to these two teenage girls, probably maybe 17-ish, you know, little younger than our kids who've already left for college. So, and they're like, oh, I don't know, and this and that. And I'm like, no, it'll be fine. So we get in there, and of course, I am flipping out. And they're like so scared. Like, they're like paralyzed with fear. So I go, my husband, I'm like, okay, you go in front, put the two girls in the middle, and then I'm bringing up the rear where everybody jumps out at you and touches you and, well, you know. So I'm like, okay, so I'm in the haunted house, like freaking out myself, but I have to pretend like I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Because now I'm pretending to be these two kids' moms because they're like freaking out. I'm like, no, it's all good. Don't worry. It's going to be fine. You know, they're holding our hands and oh my God.
And you've never been back.
Oh no. No. And my husband wants to go to that one here that's like only 17 and over.
God.
Like,
see,
you got to sign a waiver. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, if you have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do.
What is it with... What's it with penitentiaries, by the way?
I don't know.
Angie went to Eastern State Penitentiary. I had to look it up. Apparently one of the, like, most famous in the country. She said, I was hiding behind my friend, basically clutching her.
Uh-huh.
I startled her, jumped back, slammed me into an exposed, jagged rock wall.
Uh-huh.
My back looked like a cheese grater. Yeah. And she's like, we definitely brought the real blood to the haunted house. There is nothing fun about a haunted house.
Fun.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Happy Halloween.
Are you okay?
Yay.
I know. What'd you do after? Oh, we went to ER after that. It was great.
Kim, have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys too.
Gurney Steve Smith was in studio the last couple of days. We had such a good time with him. And you have to check out the videos that we've posted on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page of the website.
Boy.
Just go to 96.3kklz.com and do that. 7:55, just a couple of more texts about the haunted house thing.
Some people are worse than me. Kathy said, I'm with you, Carla. I won't go to a haunted house. I'm so easily startled that I don't even like working with my back to my cubicle opening.
Wow.
And by the way, that's Kathy from Omaha. She's listening in Omaha.
On the app.
Yes, exactly. Now, Candace says, again, another Candace, as a matter of fact, says, Mike is right. Anything you have to sign a form to do, allowing somebody to come at you with a chainsaw or grab you by the leg is an absolute no-no.
Got another Kim on the phone. Kim, you feel the same way?
I would say about 30 years ago, I went through one, and it's just like, if somebody just doesn't just jump out and stab me to death right now and kill me,
I'm
never going to go through one anyway, so I'm done.
That's so funny you say that, because off the air I was saying, Carla doesn't like to be scared with a guy coming at her with a hatchet.
No!
And a chainsaw.
Yeah, how fun! Oh, Carla, it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
It's a kick.
Yeah, it's fake blood. Okay. No, and no.
Like I said before, maybe we'll find a little kitty haunted house for
you. Yes, somebody actually may have a handle on one for me. That I would do.
Awesome.
See what that's all about.
All right, your first chance to score some wham.
Yes.
Walking around money. We're going to put $100 in your pocket. Spend it any way you like on yourself. On yourself. We got the wham code word coming up for you after Gloria Gaynor. Trying to put a little wham in your pants. The word is Apex, A-P-E-X. Text the word to 59457. Right now, you still have a few minutes to do that or enter it through the KKLZ website. Shot for $100 to use on yourself.
Yeah,
don't share it. Just, you know.
No, just go do something. Go do a happy hour. Buy the ice cream. Go do something.
For yourself.
Yeah.
And then you automatically qualify when you win for the $5,000 courtesy of Dollar Loan Center.
Awesome.
So you still have a couple of minutes to do that. Every hour, all day long, you'll have a chance to put some wham in your pants.
Love it.
Until 5 o'clock. Details about the contest on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit. Weather-wise, some high clouds, otherwise warm today, high in the mid to upper 80s. Oh, man, it's nice.
Yeah, it is.
65 now, and it's Hall & Oates, Kiss on My List.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full service support, visit Insperity.com. Just a couple quick stories this time around. The bat, Mike, you'll love this. The bat that Babe Ruth hit his 500th home run with in 1929 is hitting the auction block.
Oh.
Online bidding begins, this is next month, November 27th, ends December 14th. And if anybody, you know, might want to bid on this, you can. It's S as in Sam, C, P, Auctions.
Okay.
SCPauctions.com. Now, he gave the bat to his friend Jim Rice, who was mayor of a little town in New York, Suffern, New York. And he and this mayor, they were friends. They'd go golfing and bowling and all that, and they'd eat dinner together. And Babe was a regular visitor to the house, and he got to know the mayor's wife, Ethel, and they used to go bowling all the time.
Wow.
She beat him in 5 straight games of bowling one day, and he always just felt close to them because of that. So he gave him the bat.
Wow.
I know.
Nice.
I know. So the family has had it, and I don't know if I'd let it go, but okay.
I had read where the family, Babe Ruth's family, like his grandkids and stuff like that, are starting to release stuff, and they're saying, you know what, it's we're just putting it up for auction.
Sure.
We're donating some to museums and stuff like that, but for the most part, it was a different time.
Well, and maybe other
We've
people
kept
will
some
enjoy
stuff.
It even more than, you know, the family.
Right.
I mean, you know.
So you put it out there.
It's the old thing where, you know, you can't take it with you.
No.
You can't. You know, believe me, you cannot. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Where am I? I'm sorry. Things are bouncing around on me today. Hold on.
Holding,
I'm sorry.
Holding.
My computer is, like, going weird. Marvel shows. Now, I mentioned this a while ago. Robert Iger is number one on Forbes Power 100 in entertainment. So Marvel shows that will be on Disney Plus, like The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, WandaVision. We mentioned the other day the Star Wars show, The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
That reportedly cost $15 million an episode to make. An episode. Hawkeye, WandaVision, $25 million per episode to make those shows. So, yeah. And if you have Disney Plus, I know Morty got it. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have already signed for it and paid for it as well. And a big happy birthday. I like to put things into perspective for you. Eminem, right? Badass rapper, that kid. He turns 47 today.
Nice.
So, I know.
Eminem.
I know.
Sweet little boy.
Yeah, I know. Another newer rapper just said he wasn't that good. Oh, really? Okay.
M&M. By the way, if you're not doing anything tonight, check it out. House of Blues, Wendy Rush, our very own Wendy Rush, her band, Days Gone By. Going to open for DSB, the Journey tribute band. Journey is off tonight, of course, over
they
at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
It was Steve Smith that said he thinks that that's Neil Schon's kid's band.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out if it is, but he thought that was the one.
Either way, we got free tickets. If you want to stop by the radio station until 5 o'clock this afternoon, you will have some.
Yeah, at Dignity Health this afternoon, 3 to 5, I'll be there. I'll have a stack of tickets. It's over at Blue Diamond and Decatur.
So if you want to pick them up or come by the radio station 2920 South Durango. Carla, you know when they say if it's too good to be true, it probably is?
Yes. Yes.
Well, listen to this. A married couple in Oklahoma had an open relationship with another woman.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, now follow me on this.
Uh-huh.
The guy went to live with her, but it fell apart. They started arguing over chores, which a lot of times that will wreck a marriage quicker than that woman rammed into him on his motorcycle. Then the guy's wife, while she was tagging along, got into a fist fight with the other woman.
Ah, beautiful.
All this happening on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Listen to some of the 911 calls as people were passing by.
Well, there's a wreck south of Waukumas, about 2 miles, and there's people beating each other up on the side of the road in the median.
There's people beating each other up?
Oh, my God. Everybody, this is a wreck on Highway 81. They're beating each other up.
Both women.
On Highway 81. Oh,
both women were arrested.
Oh, jeez.
The
okay.
husband admitted to the reporter that it was like an episode of the Jerry Springer Show.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, and, my gosh.
And he's okay. He's okay. He didn't have to go to the hospital or anything.
This is when I'm afraid the terrorists might win.
You think?
I just, my gosh. Wow, people. What do they call it? A thruple?
Yes.
Yeah, a thruple.
A thruple? You get two women duking it out. Guy got hit on a motorcycle. So like I said before, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. It never works out. All right, Jonas Brother tickets.
Yes.
This is a hot ticket.
Yeah, it is.
We have another pair to give away. And being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Yes. And you know what? I think we'll do a Jonas Brothers song.
We are. Yes, we are.
How well do you know their music? Mm-hmm. We'll find out in about 6-7 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning radio will never be the same.
It's back in a minute on 96.3 AKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving away these hot tickets, Jonas Brothers. It's happening over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena tomorrow night. And this is their Happiness Begins tour. For a second chance to win, you can do that on our website, 96.3kklz.com. But being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
I've been dancing on top of cars.
And stumbling out of bars.
I follow you through the dark.
I can't get enough.
You're the medicine and the pain.
And the tattoo inside my brain.
And baby, you know it's
obvious.
Oh. There you go.
I was going to zig and I zagged there.
All you have to do is by title identify that song we're doing. Name of the song from those lyrics. We're going to get through news and weather. Got the phone lines on hold right now, but after that, we'll open them up. 702-739-9636.
And it is indeed a Jonas Brothers song.
One more time.
I've been dancing on top of cars.
I'm stumbling out of bars.
I follow you through the dark.
I can't get enough.
You're the medicine and the pain.
And the tattoo inside my brain.
And baby, you know it's
obvious.
Doy. Toy. All right, if you can do it, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets, Jonas Brothers, for tomorrow night with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
I've been dancing on top of cars.
And stumbling out of bars.
I follow you through the dark.
I can't get enough.
You're the medicine and the pain.
And the tattoo inside my brain.
And baby, you know it's
obvious.
Obvious. Come on now. All right, all you have to do is from those lyrics, tell us what Jonas Brothers song, the title. Now we have Jose on the phone. Jose, who are you winning the tickets for?
For my daughter.
Of course.
Jose, woo! How old is she?
She is 26, but she's
perfect.
Young at heart.
Listen, I keep saying their show was popular like 12, 13, 14 years
That's
ago.
That's right in the wheelhouse.
Exactly.
Just tell everybody the name of the song.
Jonas Brothers Sucker.
Yes.
That's it. Woo! There you go.
He's saying it so quiet, like I don't want any of my coworkers to hear.
I don't want the guys to know that I know what
Jonas Brothers song.
You know what? It's okay. I'll do anything for my daughter.
I was going to say, this has been like best dad week with this contest.
Same thing yesterday.
Yeah.
He won it for his daughters.
Very cool.
And now you're the coolest dad ever, Jose.
Oh, thank you.
You have the tickets.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. You have the tickets, the concert for tomorrow night, MGM Grand Garden Arena. These tickets from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, big game tonight, back on home ice, of course, at the Fortress. Give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Just handed out $100 in Wham cash, and it was Richard Ferrero. Is that right, Morty? Richard Ferrero.
Ro-Ferro.
Richard Ro-Ferro.
Yeah.
Ro-Ferro.
Got the call from Morty, letting him know he won $100.
You're kidding me.
No, congratulations.
Dude, that is awesome.
Got yourself $100. What are you going to do with the money?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm probably going to take the kids out.
Oh, nice.
Get some dinner, get some ice cream, you know?
And that's what Wham is all about.
Yeah.
It's $100. Spend it on yourself. Take your kids out for some ice cream.
Yeah.
Catch a movie.
Do a little something extra.
And now he's qualified for the $5,000 courtesy of Dollar Loan Center that we'll give away at the end of the contest.
Cool.
Your next chance to score some Wham. That's happening only minutes away, every hour till 5 o'clock this afternoon. So in about 5 minutes, another chance to score a hundy.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, the Wham code word, Pebble.
Pebble, P-E. B-B-L-E, Pebble.
That's the Wham code word you need. The Wham word, 59457. That's where you text it, 59457, or enter online at 96.3kklz.com. Once again, the Wham word, Pebble. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it within 15 minutes for your chance to win $100 and qualify for $5,000 at the end of the Wham test. Grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. The Wham word, Pebble. Good luck.
Handing out the Wham cash. Walking around money. Richard Ro-Ferro was our first winner last hour. You could be our next winner. $100 to stuff in your pocket. Spend it on yourself. I love what Richard said. Going to take the kids for some ice cream.
Yeah. Sure. Why
nice.
Not? Why not? I'd do happy hour, but that's okay, Richard. You know, you
that's
got
you.
Kids. Yes, that's right.
Automatically qualifies for the $5,000 grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. The wham word for this hour is pebble. P-E-B-B-L-E. Just, you have still a few more minutes. Text that word to 59457 or enter it through the website, 963kklz.com. Weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Got that coming up after John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, and you're the one that I want.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. The Vatican. You know, they're trying to reach the younger generation.
Yes.
The Vatican trying to get young people to pray by launching a click-to-pray e-rosary. Everything's e.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Which are beads that can connect to your phone. So you're on your phone, you just click, and then you start praying, and everything's
there you go.
Fine.
Your Hail Marys and all that right on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Love this story. A guy in Northern California got caught breaking into somebody's house over the weekend wearing nothing but a bra and women's underwear.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The owner of the home said he almost didn't believe it when he saw him. I mean, he freaked out a little bit, but he says, when I saw the guy, I go, really?
Yeah, okay.
Just
all right.
Bra and panties.
Okay.
They've caught the guy, and now he's in jail. So. Sometimes you have nothing to wear for whatever robbery you're committing.
Oh, he got away at first. He gave us the slip. But, stop. Get out of here. Oh, wow. I don't know if that makes your day when you come home just because of the humor in it or you know, ruins your day. Oh, it was a guy? Oh, all right then. It's called rage yoga, people, and it's just the thing. If you've had that bad, yoga is usually a relaxing thing, but rage yoga is becoming the big thing. You can yell, scream, swear, make obscene gestures, even drink.
Wow.
So it's kind of like family holidays, I guess, would be rage yoga. And an Iowa man, why, people? He was caught exposing himself.
Oh.
Yeah, at a Dollar General store, a little town in Iowa. Oh, sad thing is the women were asking for change. Sir, put that back. But no,
hi.
No. Yeah.
How are you?
Welcome to Dollar General. You don't expect that in a Dollar General store. I just need wrapping paper and some green olives. Let me go. Move
Let
around.
Let me see if I have any change.
Put it, yes, yeah. Oh, you...
I definitely
need
olives.
Change. Yes. Yes, that's what I thought you were smuggling there, mister.
Maybe I don't. Hold on.
It's Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
My average weekend, probably a little more relaxing than Jean-Paul LaPierre, 54 years old. He's from Boston. He was in Chicago this past Sunday for the Chicago Marathon. It's the 12th time that he's run it. Well, he was on the metro train, you know, heading over there, and saw a guy with a gun. There was a guy with a gun, so he literally wrestled the gun away. We actually have the audio.
You don't move. You don't move.
Says no, there's a guy on the train with a gun walking around right now robbing people. That kind of made me mad.
Oh man,
it ticked him off.
Wow, yeah, kind of ticked me off. Yes, he is a former boxer, 54 years old.
Yeah,
so he took care of this, got back on the train, and stopped. Next stop, he was off because he had to run the Chicago Marathon.
Nice.
Yeah, he told the local news just that. He said, I hate bullies. And it just made him really angry when he saw the guy's gun and found out he'd been robbing people. He said he was just a few feet away, and he knew the guy wouldn't have time to react.
Right.
So and he didn't, and that's how he disarmed him.
Nice.
So, good for you, Jean-Paul.
Well, he's from Boston, too.
Yeah,
you know, those people from Boston.
Yep, yeah, they don't
They're ready to
around,
rock.
Man.
They don't.
No.
Don't take that kind of stuff.
No.
Okay. Listen, before I run this marathon, I got to kick your ass.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm good now.
Okay.
Whew.
Hey, listen, anytime you have a feel-good story, man, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Inspirity. Inspirity. And, of course, if you want help with human resources and all that, Inspirity.com. I guess I should read it. They paid for it.
Okay.
For employee benefits and full-service HR support, visit Inspirity.com. There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I feel better.
Got it.
Recap of the show. Well, we talked about those teacher crush. Those teacher crushes that you have or had, as opposed to Russ, who actually took out his teacher.
I know.
After that was, a 40-year reunion.
Yeah, it was probably a 10-year reunion. Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez, I know.
Want to go over to the Mirage and grab a drink?
Right.
What do you think? Miss Chu. Haunted houses. Carla's not the only one that's afraid to go into a haunted house.
No, apparently way more people than I thought.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I'm looking for a kiddie one. People are giving me some ideas for a kiddie haunted house.
All right.
So
slowly ramp up to the big ones.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan either.
No.
Whatever. And by the way, congratulations, Donna McIntosh. Got a little wham in her pocket. $100. Qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to score with some wham, walking around money, less than 20 minutes away. Wendy Rush, and of course, every hour after that until 5 o'clock.
Cool.
Details on our website, so you want to find out about that, just go to 96.3kklz.com. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and as we always say, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.